Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. It's Thursday, 10th of January. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Firstly, Bangladesh. Yesterday, garment workers continued their protests for the fourth consecutive day. More than 50 people were injured and one person was killed in clashes between the police and the protesting workers. Protests and violent clashes were reported in several towns across the country, including Dhaka, Sawar, Ashulia, and other towns in Ghazipur district. Protests continued despite the assurances by the government of resolving the concerns of the factory workers. The government has formed a 10-member committee to review the demands of wages and other benefits. Protests can be expected to continue for a few more days as the trade unions negotiate with the government. Clients are advised to note the disruptions and roadblocks caused by protesting garment workers, avoid the smaller towns and areas affected by the protests. In Pakistan, Prime Minister Imran Khan has ordered that the managing directors of Swi National Gas Pipelines Limited and Swi National Gas Company be removed immediately from their posts. Last month, the Prime Minister had ordered an inquiry into the dwindling supply of gas, which not only forced industry closures across Punjab and Karachi, but even affected domestic consumers as residents in many parts faced outages and shortfall. Clients are advised to note that there is an ongoing gas crisis or gas supply crisis in Pakistan. A shortage of gas in the country is likely to increase the cost of alternative energy sources or whatever little supply of gas is left. Account for an increase in operational cost due to the shortage. Monitor alert and advisories from APAC Assistance for further updates. You can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our material on a pay-for-you basis. Thank you.